the rest of the story. The lieutenant colonel had always wanted to hunt buffalo. So right smack in the middle of his company's march across Kansas, he suddenly tore off on his own to do just that. Before we go any further, I'd like to clarify something. The lieutenant colonel was sort of an average fellow back home. Good family man, otherwise unremarkable. But once they put him in charge of the 7th, once they sent him out west, he turned into a frontier dumbbell. Let me show you what I mean. He's galloping over the Great Plains all by himself. He comes across this huge herd of bison, charges in after them. Upon seeing the reckless horseman, one of the buffalo, a big bull, turns and challenges him, actually charges the oncoming horse. The lieutenant colonel finally realizes he's in trouble. He jerks his mount around and hightails it with the bull buffalo in close pursuit. At some point in his flight, the horseman, probably out of panic, discharges his rifle, shoots his own horse right through the head, stone cold dead, shot the horse right out from under himself, and it was his wife's horse, in fact, her favorite. So the horse goes down, the rider goes sprawling, and the buffalo? Well, the charging buffalo, surely by now, was more amused than angry, skids to a halt, shakes his big woolly head, turns and ambles away. But the bumbling would-be buffalo hunter's difficulties were far from over. For one thing, he's completely lost. And he's hungry. And he's thirsty. And he's limping. And it's getting dark. And this is Indian territory. So the lieutenant colonel starts hobbling for the horizon, flinching as the night sounds were welling up in the twilight. Luckily, a detachment from his own company finds him before darkness engulfs the rolling plains, and thus will he survive to embarrass himself further. Flash forward 5 months. The lieutenant colonel is testifying at his own court-martial at Fort Leavenworth. Among the charges, absence without leave, using government equipment for private purposes, neglecting his troops, punishing them too severely, overworking his horses, and the answer to these charges? Well, there's only one completely acceptable one. He's a frontier dumbbell. Oh, by the way, he was guilty on all counts. The Army took away his rank, his command, and his pay. They probably should have hung him. He certainly had men in his own company shot for less and without a trial at that. Anyway, they ought never to have let him back into the active military, much less in command, but they did. And in doing so, the United States Army signed the death warrant for the kookiest buffalo hunter in the history of the American West. You never met the man who took on an entire herd of bison all by his lonesome and wound up shooting his own horse dead instead. Nor the lieutenant colonel who mistreated his own men and went AWOL only to be forgiven and to return to lead them. But now you'll always remember the events that comprised the first Indian campaign of the soldier whose legendary bad judgment finally done him in. Lieutenant Colonel, eventually General, George Armstrong Custer. Now you know the rest of the story.